an environmental domino effect. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
William Simpson has a theory that government lands are not being properly used. One of his theories is that when cattle graze on public lands, their pointed hooves chew up the pasture, and that in turn causes serious erosion, which then becomes a domino effect.
If we don't keep the plant cover that's there, we get catastrophic erosion, and all that silt goes in the stream, covers all the fish eggs, kills the fish runs, Indians blame us, and they're really not even pointing their finger at the right problem. The problem was erosion, and when you get these big catastrophic fires, you lose all the ground cover, big rain comes, all this mud and silt goes in, covers all the fish eggs, and it fills all the space in the gravel. They call those the reds. And then fish that do spawn on top of that, the eggs just roll away. They don't go down in the gravel. So you get failed fish runs. It's all connected. So if we manage it with a more holistic view, but that's how we used to ranch. We used to ranch with a broader vision about what we needed to do to have cost-effective beef for the market. And a lot of times we had to be innovative. The government's not being innovative with our tax dollars right now. As bad as everything is, COVID and the economy, if we don't start changing the way we're doing business right now, we're all going to be broke. And ranching isn't getting any easier either. I'd like to give all this land back to the ranchers. Got all this land that's only suited for grazing. It's flat. You can get out there and reseed it. Great areas, but we're trying to commingle wildlife and livestock, and you just can't do that.
Just Bill's vision, but fascinating. Produced by the Ag Information Network.